Nurse Connie Fai-Sogu recently examined this 18-month-old baby at the District Health Center in Pekin, a suburb of Senegal's capital, Dakar. His mother says she was worried he had malaria because he had not eaten the previous day and had a fever, common signs of malaria. The nurse pricked the child's finger to draw blood that she dropped into a small white stick to test for the malaria parasite spread through infected mosquitoes.
Negative.
15 minutes later, Sugu looked at the white stick and announced the child did not have malaria. Senegal's health centers and cities started using rapid diagnostic tests last September. Pekin's medical chief, Karim Diop, says the tests have completely changed how his workers treat fevers.
Before the rapid test, every case of fever was assumed to be malaria. None of the other 21 health centers in my district have labs to test for malaria. We could not take the risk and wait for labs result from the region's only lab. So every child, pregnant woman, and most others with fever got anti-malaria medication just to be safe.
Malaria can kill within days, especially pregnant women, children, and patients with weak immune systems, like those with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Most suspected cases are not tested in Senegal because of a lack of good quality microscopes. Malaria rapid tests do not require lab analysis and are given for free. The international donor group, the Global Fund, covers the 50-cent cost for each test and recently funded 1 million tests in Senegal. Since using the test, Medical Chief Diop says less than 30% of 10,000 suspected malaria cases have been positive. He says all 10,000 patients would have been given malaria medication if workers did not have the rapid test. Scientist David Bell with the World Health Organization says antimalarial drugs become ineffective when people without malaria take it and develop resistance. Rapid tests have been introduced worldwide in recent years as countries face more pressure to improve diagnosis because of growing drug resistance. While most countries in West Africa are switching over to more effective antimalarial drugs, only a few are widely offering rapid tests, such as Liberia, Ghana, and Senegal. The World Health Organization estimates up to 80 million rapid tests were used last year, mostly in Africa. But scientist Bell says rapid tests are not a guarantee against future drug resistance.
Someone can have a rapid diagnostic test done on them, but if it's negative, they still have a fever, they're still sick. So programs need to give some other way for the health worker to help that person. Otherwise, there's a danger that they'll still be given antimalarial drugs if the health worker has nothing else to give them.
Deadly illnesses that share symptoms with malaria include meningitis and respiratory infections. Bell adds that if the tests are not stored and transported properly, they will not work. When possible, World Health Organization officials encourage microscope testing where available.
Because of the technology which the tests are made of, they are often sensitive to heat. If you're using a rapid test in a remote village in somewhere like the Sudan or in West Africa where the temperatures can get to 40 degrees, then it's been shown that some tests will deteriorate under those conditions.
Bell says though there have been studies showing some malaria rapid tests are as effective as microscope tests, not all studies are reliable. For 6 years, the World Health Organization has been gathering malaria samples from across the world to test more than 40 different rapid tests. Next month, the World Health Organization is expected to launch product testing. Scientist Bell says results are expected by year end. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.